Welcome to Stories Podcast. Today we're reading an original story called The Fire Fairies of Lilywood. To have this story and all of our stories delivered free to your computer, phone, tablet, or other device, please subscribe on iTunes. When you subscribe, you help us continue to create free, quality, family-friendly content. And now we bring you The Fire Fairies of Lilywood. Enjoy! In the mystical land of Lilywood, deep in the darkest forest, is the most amazing tree you've ever laid eyes on. They call her Lacree. Her branches stretched high into the clouds, with her leaves forming a majestic, elevated crown of the brightest colors. Shades of green, red, orange, and yellow seemed to light up like a fire in the sky. Her strong trunk was as thick as 100 normal trees woven together. There was a shimmer to Lacree's brown bark that seemed to glow and radiate a magical presence all about her. Her roots dug deep into the earth, then resurfaced over and over like a sparkling river winding through the forest. Life was lush and abundant all around the great tree, and her beauty was breathtaking. When you stood in the presence of Lacree, you knew you were truly at the heart of the forest. And in that heart, deep within the bark and leaves of Lacree, there lived the magical fairies of Lilywood. Their home was brilliant in design. It was lit with millions of diamond-like jewels sparkling and providing light to the never-ending halls and rooms within. There in the center of the circular great room was a beautiful fountain whose water was golden in color and seemed to flow like an illuminated lava through the base of the tree, spreading out through tunnels far below. There were fairies buzzing all around. There was also a library, a kitchen, and a music room, just to name a few, where fairies appeared and disappeared in the blink of an eye. The musical sounds of harps and bells echoed throughout the halls, and the smell of something delicious was coming from the kitchen. This was a magical place. Fredel was the eldest of all the fairies and the most respected. His wisdom and powers were admired by all. Reporting directly to Fredel was a special group of fire fairies who protected the land from the dangers of their most feared element, fire. You see, Lilywood was a special place, and the magic acted like a beacon, attracting enchanted lightning strikes, which produced dangerous fires across the lands. Luckily, Lacree's root system drew on deep tunnels of magically charged waters that lay under the ground, stretching, winding, and swirling all around her, bringing life to Lilywood and a shield to protect against the fires that all too often raged above. Lacree was the heart of Lilywood, but there were many other small kingdoms within the bounds of the forest. There was the Frog Pond, where King Francis and Queen Froyle ruled over all who lived in and around their fresh waters. And there was Unicorn Valley, where all the fae creatures grazed and ran free. There was Little Bit's Farm, where the tiny people of Lilywood lived and grew their crops. And there was the Magic Mountain, where the wizards dwelled, working at their spells. Lastly, there was the Pyro Gnome's Cave, where the great evil flames were woken from stone and steel.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
One summer evening, deep within Lacree, the Fire Fairies were celebrating the 100th birthday of Lieutenant Jax. This was not old by any means in the fairy world. Jax was strong and fearless. He was also the prankster of the group. He flew around the halls of Lacree, playing jokes on everyone. One day he placed a big bucket of water on top of the door and called Fredel in to see him. When Fredel pushed the door open, the bucket of water came splashing down and soaked Fredel from head to toe. He was not amused. Even so, most thought Jax was very funny. The cake they made was 5 layers high and was decorated with blazing lights. Just when they started to sing happy birthday, the fire alarm went off. The sound of the alarm bell was loud and rang over and over. Captain James, head of all fire fairies, flew as fast as he could to Lookout Tower, located at the very top of La Cree. You could see all of Lilywood from there. Max, who was working the tower, showed Fredel the smoke rising up from the frog pond. Quickly he called all the fire fairies. Everyone grabbed their buckets and flew down to the fire pond, which lay directly below the tree. They filled their buckets without stopping, and they flew off towards the frog pond. When they arrived, they saw that lily pad row as a blaze. Lightning had struck while the frogs were taking their evening swim, and when they returned, they noticed the lily pads were on fire. Quickly, one by one, the fire fairies dumped their buckets of magic water on the fire until at last they put it out. King Francis and Queen Froyle hopped up on their thrones and thanked the fairies for saving them. Everyone cheered and were very relieved it didn't spread any further. Still, they were sad that their beautiful lily pads were blackened from the fire. Just then, Fredel appeared. He said he just might have a magic spell to help restore the lily pads to their original beauty. Everyone watched, praying it would work. Fredel flew in circles over the blackened area, sprinkling crystal dust from his wings down upon the lily pad. He flew faster and faster until it looked like a tornado of crystal glitter sweeping over the area. When at last he was done, Lily Pad Row was green and alive with beauty again. All the creatures of the frog pond bowed in thanks to Fredel and his team of fire fairies, who worked very hard risking their own safety to help everyone of Lilywood. "Thanks for their help," croaked the little princess of the frog pond as the team flew back to La Cree. When everyone was back, they finished up their birthday celebration for Lieutenant Jax. As Jax was heading to bed, he heard Fredel calling his name. Jax flew down to Fredel's room and pushed the door open, only to be soaked from head to toe from the bucket of water Fredel placed on the door. They both laughed at the prank, and Jax thanked Fredel for all the magic and humor he shared that day. Thanks for listening. This story was edited by Daniel Hines and produced by Jake Letizia. Please don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and leave us a good review. When you subscribe and review, you help us continue to create free, family-friendly content. So thanks to everyone who is subscribing now or who has already subscribed. You make these stories possible for all of the thousands of children who are listening across the globe. I'm your writer and Fire Fairies narrator, Lisa Ann, and I'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.